Dreaming is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey! That's right. It's Monday. Now, you know that by now, whatever that thing was you got for Christmas, you still haven't figured out how to hook up right. Now you're frustrated. Now you need to talk to Jose Hernandez. Had a great experience with Charter. That's right. I said I had a great experience with Charter. My mother-in-law, we got her another television for an extra room. And a guy named Deontay came out and couldn't have been better. He's got her all set up, and now she's got her. That's when things go right. You may have another situation. We have a guy to help you. As I said, his name is Jose Hernandez. He's the tech guy. Here's how this works. He has a monologue. When he's finished, you take over. First come, first serve. He is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company. And the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I see him. Some of you already know how this works because the phones are ringing. For those of you who don't know the numbers, here we go. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Cell phones, star KTRS. And now speaking of star, here's the star of our show, Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
You like that? Here's the star of our show.
I did like that. Thank you.
A good sound to it. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
Great. I have. And you guys have anything to contribute quickly to the tech thing?
I don't think so. No.
Nope.
All I have is my kids for Christmas got me a Phantom 3 drone. I don't know that I've had more fun in a long time with anything than this sophisticated piece of equipment. This thing's beyond belief. And I did order on Amazon, of course, the LEEF iAccess. This is the thing where you put a micro SD card in it and then plug it right into the lightning port, which is the charging port of your iPhone or iPad. And you can watch, 64 gigabytes of stuff if you want from that little tiny chip right on your iPad. It's a tremendous product. And it was $50 and worth every dollar. So I've been playing with that and playing with that drone, and that's my story, and I don't have any real problems. Dan, you got anything that's bugging you technically?
No, nothing.
All right, Jose, it's all yours.
With your drone, it comes with a battery, do you have to purchase batteries for it?
They know me, and they bought a second battery because nothing you have should have only one battery because when it's down, then you have to wait for that thing to recharge. And you get about 20, 25 minutes of flying time, which as drones go is pretty good.
That's very good.
So your second battery is $189. If you get a drone, a real drone, get a second battery. So what do you got?
Twitter, Facebook, and Google have previously assured their users that they would notify them of any potential government spying.
That's nice.
Yahoo came on board. The United Kingdom apparently is not happy about this, and they're attempting to rush through a bill in the United Kingdom that says that any company of those currently announcing they will do so, or future ones, who tell their users that someone is spying on them from Britain are subject to going to jail for up to 2 years.
Mm.
They want to hold the bosses responsible for this. So Mark Zuckerberg could be heading to jail in Britain if he tells British people that they're spying on him.
Yeah, I can't see him going to jail.
Just so you know.
They're going to be too busy with Bill Cosby to master Zuckerberg.
Yes, they are. Apple has released rumors of the next iPhone 7 Plus. The two nice things about it are it will have a 12% larger battery, and it will come in a 256 gigabyte storage versus the 128.
Holy mackerel!
Which means they'll be dropping the 16 meg off the end of the 32 will be the smallest you can get.
You mean gig?
Gigabytes, yes. Yeah,
you said meg.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting.
200. I don't know much about this stuff, but I think that means you can load about 100 full-length motion pictures on your phone.
Well, yeah, most standard, because I just ordered a new laptop, most standard laptops now come with a 500-gigabyte drive, so that's half of that in your little phone.
Right.
Memory or drive?
Space.
Hard drive space.
Yes.
Half a terabyte.
My goodness, why would you ever need that much?
When the PCs were first invented, they had a 5-megabyte hard drive. And IBM said, you will never need any more storage than that.
Wow.
In conjunction with that, iPhone 4S owners have filed a class action lawsuit against Apple. They claim that the iOS 9 made their phones unbelievably slow. They point to the Apple website that says that iOS 9 promises faster performance, improved security, and convenient updates and longer battery life. The lawsuit says that without the option to roll back this update, the users either have to get a new iPhone or put up with the slow one they have. So,
it is true, is it not, that most anything, let's take your phone, anybody's phone, as you use it a year or 2 years, the battery life gradually shortens.
Sure.
It's okay.
It's just from the charging. Yeah, it's just the inherent of rechargeable batteries.
And I really do think my phone is not, it's not lasting at all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Ever.
And then last but not least, the New York Attorney General is suing FanDuel and DraftKings. They would like them to give back all the profits they made on the 600,000 New
Yorkers who bet
on it.
Good luck with this. Yeah, good luck.
That's $200 million. In addition to that, the Attorney General would like FanDuel to pay $5,000 per case as a penalty for having violated.
Wouldn't that also mean the people who won have to give their money back? If it's gambling, it's wrong. And it shouldn't have been. The winners have to give theirs back, too.
I agree, but I don't know.
Not going to happen. Not going to. They may shut it down from here on out, but that retro stuff, I don't think is going to happen. All right, here we go. The phones are all lit up just in case one opens, or if you get in as soon as somebody hangs up. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, from your cell phone, *KTRS. Holding the longest and up first is, according to the screen, Mr. Timms. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Timms, how are you? How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Mr. Timms. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Hey, did I hear you say Windows 10 is going to be required this year? I'm going to have to update.
What's going to happen this year is currently Windows 10 is an optional update in your Windows systems currently. Right. Here shortly, they're going to move it to what's called an important update.
Right.
Which means it will try and start and load on its own. You're still going to have to interface with it to say yes, do so. But okay. They're just going to be more firm about having it installed.
So it's going to be mandatory eventually?
I don't know that it'll ever be mandatory. I don't know that you're, unlike Apple, that they're just going to say, here's Windows 10, take it, or we're going to disable your system.
Gotcha. Okay. That was my comment.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Tim.
Now, I would recommend here, probably in the end of January or maybe February, that folks start considering going ahead and doing the upgrade, because it's been out. Windows 10's been out long enough. They've actually had their first major update to it, and it's become fairly stable. The recommendation is that you back up all your personal data first, and if you have some non-sort of mainstream applications that you use, I don't know what one would be, a zip code lookup application that runs in Windows 7, you might want to contact the manufacturer to make sure that it's going to be compatible or that they have a way for it to run in Windows 10. You're also going to lose some hardware. Some of the old printers aren't going to have drivers in Windows 10 that they have for Windows 7 or Windows 8 right now.
Okay.
And for those of you keeping score on trivia, Mr. Timms was the first one to say he's AM in the PM of 2016.
That's another great. Wow. You know what? We ought to keep track of these. Yeah. We have a little trivia contest. Next up is Mark. Mark, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Hey, I have a question about internet speed. We recently got a Wii U on our in a smart TV. Mm-hmm. Now we've added more onto the internet with Wi-Fi and so forth. and it seems like it's starting to bring it down as far as speed. Is there a way putting something else into the house to have it pick up some speed, or is that just an internet problem?
Who's your internet service provider?
Charter.
Charter?
Can I ask Mark a question? Mark, roughly how much porn would you say you watch in a month? How many hours?
I'd say 3 to 4 hours a day.
Well, that's low. That's not much. That's not that much. Yeah.
As you add more devices.
Handful.
Yeah,
handful.
Nice. Nice.
Good one, Peon.
Mark, as you add more devices using the internet at the same time, it's going to divide the bandwidth up coming into your house into more pieces. So the one solution is if you're using cell phones, and we talked about this last week, that it might be okay to turn on the cell phone's data plan versus using your wireless in the house, depending on how much data you have.
Yep.
The other thing would be is talk to Charter to see if they can up the speed coming to your house.
Okay, I've done multiple speed tests,
right?
And it's just weird. At certain times it's really low, and at other times it's fine. So I don't know if it had something to do with adding more and more onto it and how that really works.
Now, more simultaneous users are going to take more bandwidth.
Okay, and then just one more question on that is, whenever you're at one end of the house versus the other end where the Wi-Fi is,
yes,
is there a way to add speed or connection at the other end of the house?
There are a couple ways to do it. There are
boosters.
You can get a booster. You can get what's called a wireless access point. There's a couple ways to go at it. The other one would just be to move the Wi-Fi router to the middle of the house.
Okay. All right. That may work, too.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for the call. It's Dave's turn. Dave, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Dave.
Frank and the gang.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Say, Jose, I have an Asus, or however you pronounce it. It's like kind of almost a mini laptop sort of deal.
Yes.
A couple years old.
What they call a netbook.
Yeah. And so it upgraded to the Windows 10.
Yes.
And shortly thereafter, I keep getting an error message, MSVCR100. I'm sure you know what that is, .dll.
I have no idea.
really?
No. There are tens of thousands of Microsoft error messages.
Dave, how much porn do you think you watch in a month? How many hours?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Mm. Oh, it's hard to say.
Wow. Yeah. Lose track of time.
Yeah. Okay.
How long ago did you upgrade to Windows 10?
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, you have 30 days from the day that you upgrade to back out of it.
Okay.
And go back to the original operating system. So you still have a way out for at least another week. If you want, you can email me the error message to tech questions at kturis.com, and I can take a look for you and see exactly what it is. It likely is some application is either not finding the right DLL, or it the application itself isn't loading it properly due to Windows 10.
Right. Okay.
Dave, have you Googled, put in what the error message is, and just Googled what does this mean?
I just did, actually, before I called, and then...
It came up, call Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the way they told me to fix it was... it said something about go to your start button, you know, and go to the computer and all this. But I also can't do that. You know, Jose, like when you put your mouse over to the right side of the screen.
And the little side taskbar comes up?
Yeah, that doesn't come up anymore either.
What you might want to try doing is loading it in safe mode. Power it all the way down. And then as you're powering it up, before you hit the Windows key, press F8.
Right.
And hold F8 until it loads, and it will give you... the ability to load safe mode command line, safe mode with networking. I'd load it safe mode with networking and see if you can still function it in some fashion to get the instructions completed for what you found.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
I
Dave,
appreciate it.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
All right. Our next lucky person who got through would be Richard. Richard, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Richard. How are you?
Doing well. Shot you an email about 6 weeks ago, and we missed connecting, unfortunately. Looking to have another Windows 10 question answered in regard to the update versus an upgrade. I had a friend mention to me if I'm looking to do an upgrade,
yes,
that is not free. It's $139 or $179.
That is correct. You actually buy a media card. Well, it's a little cardboard card, and you have a different download site.
Okay. Now, what major difference am I going to have on an update versus an upgrade on a Surface Pro 3 that I use essentially for home as well as work?
A lighter wallet.
That's good. Aside from that, though, nothing really major.
It's the same. It's the same. It's the same code. It's the same. It's the same operating system. It's the same code.
Okay.
Whether it comes as an update from Windows itself on your Surface 3 from the 8.1 that you're running now, or whether you go down to one of the big box stores or online to Microsoft and purchase an upgrade.
Okay. Sounds to me like I'm just going to save the money then.
Right. The people that have to buy upgrades are anybody that's running Vista or XP.
Gotcha. I understand.
All right.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Richard. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There goes Richard. And it's Annie's turn. Annie, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Annie. How are you?
I'm great. I have, first of all, an AM and PM.
Oh, that's good. Don't forget that.
Hallelujah. First female, dear.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, about another trivia question, Dan. Who is the first female caller to say AM and the PM? And the answer would be Annie. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Annie. What's your question?
I have a 6S Plus telephone that suddenly over the last couple days has decided that it's going to flip back and forth between landscape mode and profile and portrait mode. I've talked to Apple support, and they're telling me that it could be a gyroscope issue on the inside of the phone.
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Should I have to have it in a lock mode with what portrait I want, or is there something wrong with the internal of the phone?
You shouldn't have to have it in lock mode. It sounds like something's internally wrong. There is a little spinning top on the inside that tells it, the phone, what the orientation is. And if it's not working properly or there's a little short in the mechanism, it'll think it's standing upright, and in the next instant it'll think it's laying down.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, for the moment, to use it, you'll probably have to lock it into one or the other.
That's what I've done. They told me to do I've done a factory reset and done everything, and it's still presenting the same issue. So,
how old is the phone?
2 months.
Did you get it from an internet service provider, or did you get it from the Apple Store?
Apple.
I'd wander back over to the Apple Store and throw it at one. I mean, hand it to one of the geniuses.
In only 2 months, you shouldn't have any problems.
No, you shouldn't have these kind of issues at 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do it, guys. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Annie. We'll close it out with Dave. Dave, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, Frank, and the gang.
Dave.
AM and the PM here.
Thank you here.
Hey, I've got a Windows 10 that I upgraded to, and I'm having a couple of problems. One is that my cursor hesitates for almost a second every time I move it.
Okay.
You know what? We have Windows 10 here. Let me just check our cursor. Hang on. Damn it. Go to hell.
Yeah.
No, it's working.
There we go.
Oh,
my goodness. That's the first I reckon.
Yes. Well, apparently his cursor is delayed.
Yeah.
Maybe it stutters.
Oh.
So there shouldn't be any particular reason why your cursor is hesitating when you move it.
Does he know? I mean, it's a dumb question. He's smarter than I am, probably. The keyboard settings, have you been in there? Because it'll trail or tell you how quickly it follows the mouse. Have you looked at that?
No, I haven't looked at that.
You also may want to look at upgrading the mouse driver.
Okay.
You have I don't know what kind of mouse you have, but it may have I presume it's a Logitech. That's one of the major manufacturers
of
mice.
That's what I was going to say.
It's just a laptop. It's a,
touchpad.
Oh, yeah. Check with the laptop manufacturer's website for a Windows 10 driver for the touchpad.
Okay.
I bet they've got a new driver for it.
And then the other question is, I went to use my DVD the other day, and as best I can figure, I need to load something from them for, I think it was $15 or something. Does that make sense?
Well, they're going to want you to load theirs, but there's probably some free DVD player software available. If you'll wander out to download.com, which is a CNET, it's a known trusted website, and for Windows 10 operating system, you're looking for DVD playing software.
Can you tell me that again? Which.com was it?
Download.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. All right. Thank you all for the service.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Yep. Bye.
Got a lot of problems solved today, and I know there are others that you didn't get a chance to have solved. Here's the way you do that. You email Jose Hernandez. And now with his email address, here is Jose Hernandez.
Techquestions@ktrs.com.
Yeah, I told you he'd have it. How about a round of applause for Jose? Thank you, Jose.
Have a good day, everybody.
We'll be back next Monday, and we'll do this again. Jose brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. This is my first time to say hello to Tim Weiland in the year 2016. Tim, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank, and a happy new year to you.
Yeah, you too. How are we looking? Now, a lot of those closed roads, I think, are open now since the weekend, so they had time to recede a little bit.
Yeah, the most of the roads are. The one that's still closed, as far as I last checked, was at southbound 67 from the Clark Bridge down through Highway 94 coming out of Alton. We've got a new accident now on eastbound Highway 44 at Mirage. You've got slow traffic on southbound 55 from Arsenal down through Gasconade. We also, you had that earlier stalled tractor trailer on westbound 270 on the Missouri side of the Chain of Rocks Bridge. That left quite a while ago, but now there's another incident that's on the Illinois Bank on westbound 270, and it's got lane block, and the traffic is backed up, it looked like, between 111 and 203. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan, that's all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
All right, and I'm not going to keep saying everything is the first time for 2016, but it is the first time to chat with this guy, John Londoff. How are you, John?
Frank, I don't know if I've been better, really.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
That's a statement.
I mean, I just cannot tell you how great I feel. And getting to talk to you and just getting to talk to Dan. Just talking to Dan for, 60 seconds was...
That's all you need.
It was interesting.
I mean, just invigorating. I got to tell you,
that's
I
a
had
good
to
booster,
put a seatbelt on to make sure there's a ball in my chair here. But
it was invigorating.
No doubt, Dan. But Happy New Year, Frank, to you.
You too.
Happy New Year to you and Ian and to the wonderful, awesome AM and the PM crowd. Because I am... AM in the PM.
Wow. He hardly ever throws that in. So is the duck thing over? Is the season over?
You know, Frank, the duck thing is never over. I mean,
well,
might know that the season in the northern zone might be over.
But in your heart, it'll never be over.
But tomorrow is the last day in the middle zone.
Goodness.
A week from tomorrow, the last day in the southern zone.
Where is the middle zone? Is there
in the middle
in Missouri?
I mean, Dan, the middle zone is on the northern. It's the north eastern tip of the city.
He's making fun of
I know. Is it in the middle of Missouri, and then southern Missouri, or is this all?
It's in the middle of the state.
Okay.
Now, we only hear about you hunting in the northern zone. Do you hunt the other zones as well? Do you
He follows
travel?
The zone.
If I get an invite from one of my friends who I've, been...
I got to think all kinds of people ask you.
With the floods, man, there have been... Now, there are some duck hunters on a road called Davo Road, some great duck hunting off of 79 in Davo, and they had to get their boats... I mean, the water comes up at least, I'm going to say it's 50, 60 yards from Highway 79 on the east side of 79. And so they trailer, they back their trailers in, and they get their boats out, and then they boat what is a road. They boat down that road into their duck blinds to duck hunt. Now, that's the love of the sport.
That's dedication.
It is dedication.
But no, the ducting is never over. So no. Though the season might be done, we never stop talking about it, thinking about it. We start preparing for next year, and you know, we just hope that we don't get 15 inches of rain in June of 2016 like we got 15 inches of rain in June of 2015.
It has to confuse, the flooding has to confuse the ducks. Let's say you're a bunch of ducks and you're flying along and you look over at your buddy Donald, the duck next to you, and you go, Don, I don't remember that water. That's not the pond or the duck swamp, or we don't know what's going on. Look at this.
Called Donald.
Okay. Well, that was just, you know, Donald Duck. It was, whatever the duck's name is. Hey, Jim, what happened to that river that we know? Are we lost? It has to confuse them. They think they're lost.
Was that overpass over the lake last time?
Are we in Lake Michigan? Where are we? Yeah. It has to throw them a little bit.
I don't think so. They're pretty smart. They're very smart. They're unbelievable. They're gorgeous birds. That's one thing that people got to understand about, you know, hunters. We love these animals. If we didn't hunt them and harvest them, they would not exist any longer. And you know, it is very sad with the flooding. A lot of deer. It's so sad. You see a lot of deer on the side of the highways and roads.
That's not sad to me. I love seeing dead deer. That means it's one I won't hit.
Yeah, but it would be better if it was harvested.
Well, I agree.
Like, given the food pantries and people that are, I don't know, do we have any hungry people in our community?
We have hungry people everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, I don't ever hear of goose hunters. Why do people hunt geese? I never hear a guy go, I'm going goose hunting.
Yes. We hunt. We will hunt snow geese at our farm. You know,
but you know what I'm saying? I never hear people say we're going goose hunting.
Is that a different season, or is that all?
Or is it just not as popular?
Geese. You hunt geese in the dry fields. They eat a lot.
Yeah.
They eat in dry fields, and then they rest in water in the evenings and then in the afternoons.
Do you have a goose call?
I don't have one on me, but I do in my hunting bag.
Okay, so there is a goose call.
There is a goose call.
The funniest thing I ever saw, I haven't hunted much. I rabbit hunting like three times, pheasant chucker hunting a couple times. The funniest thing I ever saw was many, many years ago, a few of us went rabbit hunting, and we weren't, you know, seasoned rabbit hunters. And there was one guy in the group who kind of deserved this because he was sort of a practical joker. And one of the people in the group took something out of the trunk, and it was an unusual-looking thing. It was copper tubing, and he knew that if he set it out, this guy would say, "What is that?" He said, "It's a rabbit call." And see, I saw this with my own eyes. The guy says, "A rabbit call?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Most people don't realize, but rabbits respond to a certain sound." He says, "Here, blow it." Well, what the guy had done is he had filled it with flour, and when he blew it, it coiled around and blew back in his own face. He covered his own face with flour. It was hilarious.
That'd be funny.
It was. It was.
That would be hilarious.
It was a great gag.
That's like, you know, those golf balls that are chalk.
Oh,
I love those.
They have like a little explosive. Like, what are those things you throw on the ground that pop, pop? But they, you know,
all
you
those
get
snappers.
It's just like a golf ball.
Yeah. When I first started playing golf, and I don't play really anymore at all because I'm horrible. But when I started,
I would buy
all that goofy crap. And I remember one of the things that you can buy is a ball, and it has a sharp metal. Think of a piece of coat hanger.
Yeah.
You push it down in the green. If you can get the guy's attention away from his ball that's on the green, you replace it, and it won't move when he goes to putt. It's a stake, essentially. It's like a coat hanger a foot down in the ground. It's not going to budge. And he goes to putt and just nothing. I love that stuff. And tees that are deliberately flat on top so you cannot possibly put your ball on.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see those?
Yes.
The guy keeps trying to tee it up. It won't set in there because there's no indention in the tee. Yeah, when I would play, that to me, that was golf to me, was a place to do junk like that. Certainly not to play well.
But you got to admit, the very first time you ever saw somebody, hey, you know, let's say you hit one out of bounds. You know, here, take one of mine. I tell you who, I think it was Ozzie Smith did it to...
name dropper.
Vince Coleman, or Vince Coleman did it to Ozzie Smith in one of Ozzie's tournaments, golf tournament charity offer. And I mean, It scared the... Well, first of all, it scares you if you don't know what's going on. But the person that just hit the golf ball, and that thing explodes, and it's a big white, you know, bouncing ball of powder. It makes you almost jump out of your golf shoes. And then you want to take your driver and hit the guy over the head who put the golf ball down there, you know.
But, if you, I wonder if you can go online and find the old spike, I mean, metal spike golf shoes. Come and tell you something. Those are the greatest ice shoes. If you get out on the ice this winter, boy, if you get an old pair of golf shoes, they're fantastic. You're not going to slip. And I guess you could. You can get anything online. I'm sure you could find them.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you can get those any longer.
You know what? I haven't found anything you can't get online. I've got an old GAF projector. Henry Fonda used to do the commercial. GAF. It's an old GAF slide projector. I never thought in a million years I would ever find another one to play the slides that I have. Sure enough, I go online, like 8 of them for sale. And I ordered one, and boom, there it came. So, yes, I think you probably could find steel spike golf shoes.
You think so?
It's all out there. What do we need to sell today?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you about yesterday afternoon. You know, you talk about duck hunting being over with. Well, there's this awesome club, Black Hawk Belly Hunt Club. That's where I was yesterday. Greg Palmer and Darren Mudd, just call him Mudd. And they, they put the birds out, and then you walk the fields, and they have these dogs. We had two dogs that were just unbelievable, you know. And they flush the birds up for you. But my buddy Mark Bronca, Studio Bronca, the place I get my haircut, he invited me out there with his buddy Joe Genovese, and then my duck hunting buddy. I always call him my blind partner, and you always make fun because he's not blind. It's Jay Andrews, Joseph B. Andrews III, but Jay Andrews, and man, we had a blast. So I have to go back to the. I'd like to take you out there, Frank. You would love it. I mean, it's so much fun.
I don't want to go with Joe. He fired us. We used to have Genovese on there until Joe took over, and then he fired us.
Because I'm going to tell you another thing, he's a really good shot. So,
that's all mine.
He's going to start buying some vehicles. Maybe I'll talk him into it. He should use you again. I'll tell you what, the best thing that ever happened to me, besides marrying Mimi Landau and having four beautiful boys, is meeting you. And I saw that look in your eye. And it was a look of love, Frank. It was a look of love that you had.
I don't like the sound of this. I do not like the sound of this.
That's how it started. You know, and it is. No, seriously. This is the best move we've ever made in marketing.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Advertisers everywhere who are wasting your money. Listen to what he's saying. Okay, thank you. That's nice. Now, we're out of time, so let's just sell something. What do we need to move today?
Anything and everything. You know, over 200 Chevy Cruises in stock, and I think we've sold and delivered over 40, well over 150-plus Silverado pickup trucks in stock. Great deals. We're going to be here late tonight. Today is the actual end of the month for Chevrolet.
So they can help make your month. They can help make your month if they get in there tonight.
Yeah, we need to hit a number for our zone manager, Ken Sadowski, to cook lunch for us. He's probably gonna just go ahead and buy lunch somewhere and have it delivered because it's a little too cold to cook steaks outside right now or burgers and brats. So, come on, we need another 15 retail sales and deliveries before the end of the night. And we're getting close. We've got people all over the place right now. But don't let the, it's getting it lighter every day by like a minute a day or a minute every other day.
I love it.
Awesome. I love it. I can't wait. You know, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. I'm going to be here late tonight. I've got a couple of customers on the way in to see us, hopefully to buy a car, a truck, or used car, new car. But thanks, Frank. Thanks for everything you do for us. Happy New Year to everybody. And as always, appreciate that being a great business.
We're going to sell a lot of Chevys in 2016, I'll tell you that, okay?
All right, man.
All right, John, thank you.
Bye-bye. Anyway,
he said it's too cold to do brats and brats. I used to work with a guy in the radio business. He loved to barbecue in the winter. I don't care if he had to knock the snow off the grill. He would barbecue like every week.
I think Jim Holder's like that too.
I think he might be.
Yeah.
I wish Jim would do another one of those deep fried turkeys.
Yeah. Oh, those are good.
It all ended with that potluck dinner that went so bad. Folks, we had a potluck thing here. It went south. Mm-hmm. It just didn't go well. Somebody's feelings got hurt, and now no more. You know, it's kind of like, well, when the parent says, okay, then I'm just going to punish all of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Somebody got bent out of shape, and for 12 years since, we've had no potluck at this station.
But if Jim Holder wants to
He alone could fire that up again.
He could do it.
And all he has to do is say, I'm coming in with a deep-fried turkey. Would anybody like to bring some other stuff? Next thing you know, you got potluck. And we used to do it about every Thanksgiving. And this station was like Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Yeah.
We all loved each other, talked to each other, and liked each other.
Hey, I'm going to bring in a deep-fried turkey.
And I'll see you down in the subway. And he should still be announcing this year, last year, the dome.
Oh, yeah.
He should still be the voice, the PA of the Ram. I don't know what happened there, but it should be Jim Holder. Okay, a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Hey, we're going to go airborne and check traffic with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. You're talking with a winter barbecue fanatic.
Oh, you too.
The colder, the more snow, the better.
Well, really? You know, it kind of makes sense because it's cold and you got a fire and a barbecue grill.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. As opposed to doing it in 95-degree weather, I could see where a lot of people like to barbecue in the cold.
Something fun about it. I don't know.
Why don't you have us over for one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we get settled.
All right, done. How's the traffic?
Let's see here. We've got this accident on eastbound Highway 44. It's midway between Meraz Overpass and the Merrimack River Bridge, blocking the right lane, and you're jammed back approaching Bowles. This slowdown on southbound 55 goes a little bit south of Butler Hill down to the Merrimack River. Nothing more than people looking at the flood and the sandbags that are still along the side of the highway in that, and that's why you have that slowdown. You have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 right at Olive and then from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They're working with an accident, and it's affecting both east and westbound Highway 270 at the Illinois Bank of the Chain of Rocks Bridge. The left lane in each direction is blocked. If you're going westbound, you're slow approaching 203. If you're going eastbound, you're slow a little bit east of Bell Fountain. This traffic report, it's brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan, that's all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Does it get more local than that?
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-300-3961. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-300-3961. That's 1-800-300-3961. 1-800-300-3961.
Hey, you! Know what happens when your CPAP system gets dirty? Germs like me move in and wreak havoc. Remember that respiratory infection you had a while back? Ah, that was us! And that nagging sore throat? Us too! So I just want to say thanks. Thanks for giving us a home and helping us help you get sick.
Don't let germs take up residence in your CPAP system. Evict them with SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-1154. SoClean is completely hands-free. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. The secret is activated oxygen. It flows through your system, destroying bacteria, viruses, and germs in no time. Call SoClean.com to get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last. Hurry, call 1-800-400-1154. 1-800-400-1154.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My furnace needs replacing.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover furnaces.
So what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my furnace?
I'm afraid not.
But his furnace could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-940-4233. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-940-4233. 1-800-940-4233.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There is an app, STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to use. It's a great way to get yourself the only cab that you want if you're really AM in the PM. If you're AM in the PM, you wouldn't be caught in another cab than a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Well, in Australia, police are searching for a man who destroyed a karaoke machine over New Year's Eve at a bar with a shovel. Yeah, it's unclear if they want to find a man to arrest him or award him a medal.
Why is that?
No, let him go.
Oh.
Let
him
no, because there's nobody up in karaoke.
Oh, okay.
You probably sing karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know the expression, feel the burn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first burn of 2016.
Yeah. What
yeah,
was the first
down,
here's the trivia. What was the first bomb joke drop on our show? It was Bill Clevelin's joke on his segment on January 4th.
Karaoke.
Sorry, just kidding, Bill. Please continue.
I'll continue. Okay. And you're not kidding. New study finds that women think men holding a guitar are more attractive even if they're not playing it. And a related story, guys with an accordion are going to die alone.
Yeah. And I might add, he's not kidding. I've read an article about that. A guy
that
holding
true.
A guitar, chicks, there's something. It's a sexual thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's right.
Yeah,
yeah Dan. Yeah,
yeah Dan.
Probably why you started. Scientists say they may have discovered the oldest reproduction of Jesus. Yeah, it's a selfie he took with Barbara Walters.
See, he's ramping up, man.
That's a true story.
He's ramping it up.
And finally.
Oh, yeah, there. Now it's getting good.
Well, today is what the NFL refers to as Black Monday. This is the day the NFL regular season is now officially over. And unless you're the Rams, that happened back in August.
Yeah.
But everybody else. Yeah.
August of
Bill Clevelin's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevelin on the 3550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you, bye.
Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM of the PM Cab Company. Real quick, are the Rams leaving or not? I can't make heads or tails out of any of this.
No, we don't know.
Are they?
Know.
Is it? There's,
no one knows.
It's not definite now.
No, they're going to vote next week sometime.
Saw a picture of Kroenke this morning. That guy looks like Hitler.
Oh, he's
Adolf Hitler.
He's miserable.
I've never seen him when he didn't look like he was so. I guess it is miserable having billions of dollars. That would make me miserable.
I know.
I'll tell you that. Hey, if you are changing jobs, congratulations to my daughter. She's in Augusta, Georgia today. Flew down this morning for orientation with a new company. That's kind of an awkward, strange feeling. It's like changing schools or something. When you do that, though, you might have a 401k or some kind of retirement account that you might need help with and advice. I have the people for you, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And even if you aren't changing jobs, hey, sometimes it's a good idea to get some advice from people who are well-respected and have been doing this for a while. There is no cost and no obligation to meet with them. You'll make that call. And you'll actually make the call. You'll call them and say, I'd like to sit with you. See what you think. Even if you have an advisor, can't hurt. They'll discuss your portfolio risk and performance, and they'll tell you exactly what they think, even if they think what you're doing is right. Steve Full is a member of SIPC and NYSE, markandjason.com. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.